I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. James Miskolic is an emergency medical doctor based in Toronto. 2 years ago, he joined up with Doctors Without Borders. He spent 6 months in Sudan. This is not a Sudan Darfur story, though. This one, James, centers around that other conflict, the fight between the Arab North and the Christian South. Now, you were in the Sudanese state of South Kordofan, which is the answer to our geoquiz. Tell us why you joined, first of all, Doctors Without Borders.
You know, I grew up in a small town in northern Alberta in Canada, and I had never really known anyone who'd ever traveled anywhere before, you know. I'd been to Disneyland, I think, once, and that's as far as I understood the world. And in between my first and second year of medical school, you know, I was 23, I realized that if I was being trained to take care of the sick ones in society, they seemed mostly to be in other places. So I built a trajectory in my career that led me to emergency medicine, to places like Cambodia, and then finally, you know, the apex of that experience was in Abyei, Sudan. And I think the second part of it is I watched a lot of MASH when I was a kid, and it seemed like, I realized when I was in Sudan, I've developed a very MASH-like experience for myself, you know, conflict area, working in a small hospital, soldiers around, and so I wonder how much that influenced me.
What was the first MASH-like crisis or fire you had to put out?
Well, just the day I arrived, there was, you know, a knock on my Tukul door. Tukul is a hut. They said, James, we need you at the hospital right away. And you know, I woke up not really remembering where I was and grabbed my stethoscope and ran to the hospital to find it, you know, a huge crowd of people outside. I couldn't even push myself through. Eventually I did, but I didn't know where, you know, my patients were. I understand someone told me there was a car accident. A lorry of soldiers had rolled over. And the hospital just seemed so full of chaos. You know, I didn't know the medicines we had and the equipment. And I remember thinking, is this what it's going to be like all the time, every day?
Now, when you left Abyei in Sudan, what were your thoughts? What did you think you had accomplished?
In terms of, you know, people have asked me or I've thought about, did that change the world? You know, I can't say it maybe turned the world towards a TB-free future by my, you know, helping start the program, the TB program in Abyei. But I know it changed the world because I can remember that kid who came in, who was 3 years old, who'd never walked a day in his life, and who I started on TB treatment. And 3 weeks later, he stood for the very first time. I mean, it was shaky, but he stood. And while it might not mean much to the world, it meant the world to that kid and his family. You know, that's the unit, the lead level of the individual is the only way you work towards these kind of solutions. So we were there to do was to alleviate suffering at a very individual level, and we certainly did that as often as we could.
Dr. James Miskolic, your book is called 6 Months in Sudan, A Young Doctor in a War-Torn Village. You can hear a short excerpt from the book at theworld.org. James, good to speak with you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.